Hello and welcome back to the Bruins Fast Cast. We're going to take a look at the Boston Bruins Week in Review here. Just wanted to make a correction from the last episode. I said that the third game of the week was going to be against Montreal, and of course was against Ottawa last night. So let's take a look back. So on November 4th, we were playing Detroit. Big win there, 5-1. The big news of that night was Patrice Bergeron. Wow, what a performance. He had had no goals going into that game. And what did he do? He went out and he got 3 power play goals and 4 goals in total. So he's woken up. He's ready to go now. Also scoring in that game was Mike Riley. Just of note, too, as well, McAvoy had 2 assists and Brad Marchand had 4 assists. Brad Marchand is on fire on the points. He's doing very, very well. Jeremy Swayman was in nets and he played pretty well. I mean, Detroit's probably not going to be one of the shining stars at the end of the year, but it's good to get a big win. It's good for Bergeron to bust out and get 4 goals. The second game, November 6th at Toronto, that was Saturday. Not such a good result. There was a lot of stuff to talk about in that game. Bruins lost 5-2 with Linus Allmark in the nets. They took the lead early, and then Toronto got a controversial goal that was counted even though the net was off. The replay officials apparently didn't see any problem with it. It didn't look like a goal to me. It looked like it had gone in after the net was well off, but for some reason they counted it. And then there was, of course, as is as usual with Toronto and Boston, some controversial penalties that led to some controversial power plays that, of course, led to some Toronto goals. We outshot them, of note, in that game, 44-36. So, anyway, just got to get back at them next time. I mean, it was 4-2, and they got an empty netter. So, in that game, the goals were scored by Taylor Hall and David Pasternak, and Marchand had 2 assists, just of note, again, with piling up the points for him. So, that, you know, we'll get him next time for sure. Yeah, not a great performance. Then last night, Ottawa came to Boston, and the Bruins pulled out a 3-2 victory. Bergeron, Marchand, and Forbert each had a goal. Pasternak and McAvoy had 2 assists each, and Swayman was in nets, and he was good when he had to be. It was kind of one of those games where I expected more out of Boston. I thought, you know, with Ottawa had been experiencing some COVID issues, so I thought perhaps they would have an easy time in there. They did not. Ottawa scored first, and it was tight right until the end, but in the end, we got the W. Swayman, like I said, played good, although he did give up a really bad goal. The second goal wasn't anything to write home about. But right now, like I said, 6-4 record. Not too bad. You know, it could be better, but they're doing pretty good. I mean, 6-4 is decent, and they've played less games than every team in the division, at least 2. So we've got games in hand on people too. So there's nothing to worry about yet. The leaders so far as scoring goes, Marchand has 5 goals, 10 assists, 15 points. Bergeron is in second with 5 goals, 4 assists, 9 points, and then we have Pasternak. 3 goals, 5 assists, 8 points. And then Taylor Hall has 3 goals, 4 assists, 7 points. Also with 7 points is Charlie McAvoy. And as also of note, both goalies have 3-2 records. So, I mean, it's pretty equal. In other news this week, Tuukka Rask actually hit the ice this week at the Warrior Arena. He was skating before the practices. Obviously, still probably a long way to go for him, but good news. So that will create definitely a goalie controversy if he comes back. I would assume that what will happen is it'll be Tuukka Rask and Linus Allmark because we're paying Linus Allmark $5 million. Swayman will probably go down to the minors. There's a lot of good young goalies down in the minors as well, but Swayman is obviously our number 2 right now, and if Tuukka comes back, he's probably the odd man out. Not to say that he hasn't played great, and he's still amazingly undefeated at home in his career, however short it is. But yeah, so that's, yeah, but Tuukka's still a long way off, like I said, but we'll see what happens with him. Hopefully, you know, he can get back in the new year sometime and, you know, we can get him signed up and we can get back to winning. But not to say that we're not winning now. We're doing pretty well. Once we get caught up on some of these games, the schedule has just been really weird this year, as I said before. So anyway, I think that's it for now. So we'll talk to you next time on Bruins Fastcast. Thank you.